It's here and now. For most parents of children with autism, the disorder is a mystery. They have no idea what caused it and can only use therapies to try to deal with symptoms. But a Massachusetts couple that does know what caused their two sons' autism is working with a Nobel Prize winner who hopes to one day develop a treatment. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, WBUR's Lynn Joliger has this story.
Timmy and Stuart Supple seem to love being in the pool, so their mom, Kate, thought it would be the best place for her sons, who are 8 and 10 and severely autistic, to meet a very special man.
Go see the doctor?
Go see the doctor? Honey, this is the doctor. This is Dr. Sudoff.
Until now, Dr. Thomas Sudoff has never met Timmy or Stuart, but the Stanford University neuroscientist has been studying their genes, specifically an alteration in one gene, for the last 5 years. And now, here in Boston, he wants to see their autism unchecked.
So you like swimming? Stuart?
For swimming pool, then?
That was a question. What did Dr. Sudoff? Yes, okay.
For swimming pool, then?
For swimming pool, then home.
Kate Supple says she and her husband, Chris, were thrilled this fall when Sudoff won a Nobel Prize in Medicine for his discoveries on how signals are transmitted across brain synapses. His work focuses on autism, and the Supples say he's helping conquer the defeatism surrounding the disorder.
He doesn't think this is unknowable at all. He thinks that it's very knowable. We all put so much time and effort into dealing with the symptoms of autism, but you also have to look to deal with the underlying disease.
After his sons were diagnosed with autism before their second birthdays, Chris Supple says, he and his wife were left with an aching question.
It did seem to Kate and I very odd that with no history of autism in either family, all of a sudden we went 2 for 2 in the autism lottery, and we kind of thought, why isn't there any medical curiosity about this?
So the Supples had their sons' genes tested, and they were told that both boys have a mutation in a gene known as neuroligin 4, which produces a protein critical to communication between brain cells. The Supples went looking for researchers studying that type of gene and found Dr. Sudoff. In 2009, he and his colleagues published a study that concluded the genetic alteration caused the brothers' autism. But as Sudoff told the crowd at a fundraiser the Supples held in his honor, scientists are still working to determine how.
We know a lot of genes where alterations in the genes predispose to autism. But we don't know how these alterations actually cause the behavioral impairments that we see.
And researchers don't know if all cases of autism have a genetic basis or why it affects only some cognitive functioning, while motor function, for example, remains intact.
Here, what we have is a selective change in parts of what the brain does, but most of the brain works perfectly well.
They also don't know how environmental factors might contribute to the disorder, or why children can seem to be developing normally during the first year or more of life and then stop. What scientists do know is that the same genetic alteration can cause very different symptoms, even in siblings.
Please want to go in the white van.
Want to go in your white? Yeah, I know. Well, you know what?
The boys want to go to Storyland.
We went to Storyland this weekend, and it's one of Stuart's favorite places.
Stuart, the older but smaller of the two brothers, can speak, but is limited in how he communicates. Timmy is nonverbal and tends to wander the house, searching for things to get into, as his mom says. He stops only briefly to climb into a mesh swing that hangs in a kitchen doorway.
Ready, set, go. That's right, buddy. See, Timmy wants some tickles. Tell Daddy tickles. I got you, buddy.
Thinking about what lies ahead for their kids weighs on the Supples, but they say Dr. Sudoff's research gives them hope.
The kids have a long life, and I'm not expecting any kind of cure or any major meds in the short term, but, you know, they'll be around for 70 more years, and I know that there's going to be something in those 70 years that's going to really change the biological basis and let them be able to care for themselves and go to some job that they enjoy. And I think that's the promise of brain science and autism.
The Supples admit genetic testing is expensive and might require creative financing or an insurance fight, but they hope more families will seek it out like they did.
Autism has taken a great deal away from our two little boys, and it's thoroughly changed my wife's life and my life and our family's life. But if we were to be involved in something that were to be a good thing for all these tens of thousands of people out there who have autism, that would take the sting out of it a little bit.
Dr. Sudoff wants parents to know they'll see no immediate benefit from genetic testing. Down the road, though, he says, it might contribute to research that helps their children or someone else's. Meantime, after 5 years of studying Stewart's and Timmy's genes from afar, he's happy to put a human face on what has become his life's work.
What are you going to do when you get home?
I'll get back home.
You're going to get back home, yep. Then what?
Sleepies.
Sleepies, okay. That's a great idea.
For Here and Now, I'm Lynn Joliker.